And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Here at 9:50, we're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy, with the City Commission meeting coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. There are some other items on the agenda, which I want to try to get to as many as we can here, and we'll do the best we can. I definitely want to talk about item C here, though. That is considering an ordinance of it's related to sidewalk cafe regulations, and this would, as I understand, ease those up a little bit.
So basically what we have here is we've been working on this one for a while. So it's not necessarily related to the action we took a few weeks ago, was that created this temporary measure to allow folks to expand their footprint outside. This is one we've been working on for some time for outdoor dining, and having a permanent type barrier for the to be able to serve alcohol in that public sidewalk realm. So in order to do that, the old ordinance required the server to enter into that restricted area from a separate source, couldn't pass through a public area that wasn't also confined, if you will, with a permanent barrier of some type. This ordinance allows for some flexibility in that, and allows that server to be able to cross into that public space to get to the restricted space. So and it delineates what's required in order to do that. The other method was going to create them to have to build a totally separate door, which took away seating inside. And so we think it's a good change that allows for some of those provisions. So this is really on the line of creating more of a permanent outdoor seating area on a public area, public sidewalk, if you will, for outdoor dining that allows alcohol service.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that, Mayor Reddy?
Well, they still, have to meet certain requirements. This removes just a couple of barriers to that, and hopefully it creates for a good business district as well. But, yeah, I don't see it being prohibitive right now. I think it's something that we can do and probably should try out in our community.
All right. Another item on the agenda tonight has to do with the levee rehab project, and that's item D. What's happening here?
So this is what we call it's a memorandum of understanding with the Corps of Engineers. They're basically doing the design work on the levee for that project, which we'll bid late next spring, early summer. They're called, these betterments are some stormwater improvements, as well as some ramp improvements for the trail, as well as some other maintenance provisions on sections of the levee that aren't necessarily receiving a levee rise that we're 100% responsible for. So there's a couple of additional stormwater gate structures we're going to install. There's some maintenance on the levee itself, and then there's some ramp improvements that we want to make access to the linear park better for the Northeast Park, there at the animal shelter, and then around the casement area. So this memorandum of understanding, that's about $6.7 million in improvements that will be tied into our total local share, which is estimated to be around $13 to $15 million ultimately for that project. And this gives them the go-ahead to finalize those designs based on those estimates. And then when we have to put up our local share before they bid it next year, we'll be required to submit our entire structure of funding, which we've already talked about bonding our share like a construction financing project.
Okay. Well, that's anytime you're working with a levee, that's important stuff, because we saw last year just how important that levee is in protecting a lot of investments here in the city of Manhattan.
Absolutely.
The other item is item A. That's the one that I skipped earlier here, and that is has to do with a residential development.
It is. We've got a current plan unit development out in the Vanesta area. It's called the Interlochen Addition. Originally, it was proposed to have about 27 living units. And this is a proposal to modify that and create two apartment condominium buildings with a clubhouse and pool with up to 72 dwelling units. So increase in density with regard to that. And there's been some modifications on this particular tract in the past. And this is a provision they'd like to see. It did have the full support of the planning board.
All right. And that you go ahead.
No, I was going to say there are some modifications to it, such as setbacks and things of that sort. But I think it'll be a good discussion. Like Ron mentioned, you know, we need more high density areas, and we can't, we only have a certain amount of space, and there's, you know, trying to make room for everybody. So we'll have a discussion about that.
All right. That'll wrap up the general agenda here. We've only got about 3 minutes here, but is there anything on the consent agenda of note here? I know there's a lot of construction going on in the community. Maybe there's something tied to that.
So there is quite a bit. Obviously, there is a benefit district petition at the Candlewood Shopping Center. That's where there's a new drive-up and carry-out pizza hut that's under construction there. This is to create a new entrance to the Candlewood Shopping Center, which would be located further east on Kimball from the current Dara's entrance, and that would receive modifications. We have a plan to redo that section of Kimball Avenue just like we did last year with a full depth pavement replacement and some widening. That project was going to occur this year, but due to some of our financial challenges, it's one we put off until next year. And so, but this benefit district would be somewhat tied to that and would be anticipated to be bid together. But it does fund for the new entrance to the shopping center instead, and then the Dara's one would be restricted to a ride in, ride out. So, other items on there that might be mentioned. We did get some great news from Kansas Department of Housing Corporation. We generally get an emergency solutions grant this time of year that helps with some of our folks that deal with homelessness issues, and that's our Manhattan Emergency Shelter as well as the Crisis Center. And because of the CARES Act, they've doubled that allocation so that they're going to get about $354,000 in additional funds to help with homelessness and other challenges that they have. The emergency shelters tagged to get about $278,000 of that, and the crisis center about $74,000 of that. So that's some great news for them. We've got some fiscal agent agreements with the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization. The city has served as the kind of their physical agent over the years since their inception. And we're transitioning away from that, and so there's a new agreement that all of the partners with the MPO are reviewing and seeking approval for. We also have some utility items with a contract. Again, this is with the levee. We have to move some of our own utilities that are in the way for that levee construction project. So there's a contract with Olson Associates for that particular one, and then we have a vehicle for our wastewater treatment plant division that we're recommending for award.
Okay, lots to get to tonight, and certainly encourage people to participate in the process. The City Commission meets at 7 p.m., cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or the City Facebook page. Mayor Reddy, thank you for being here, and the same to you, City Manager Ron Fuhr.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's going to wrap up in focus today. Tomorrow we'll be talking Pottawatomie County Schools.
It's 10 a.m. CBS News with Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the Game, and Royals Playback all on the way.